A little echoey. All right, thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. My name's Richard South. I'm from Squared Up, and I'm the sales and marketing guy. So two of us running Squared Up are myself and my partner, Richard Benwell, who's our product architect. He's having a well-earned holiday and has left me kind of holding the baby for SCU. So I'm the sales and marketing guy. What that really means is don't ask me any too tricky questions at the end, please. We're going to try in this session and cover a kind of nice high-level overview of kind of what Squared Up is and why. Going to show you a hands-on demo of building dashboards. We're going to talk about our kind of new project of community dashboards, which we're launching here at SCU. We've got a customer to come up and speak and share some of his experiences, and one of the experts from the System Center community. So a lot to get through, and it was a bit of a late night for me, so hopefully I can kind of pull it all off okay. He says, when the first slide doesn't work. Okie dokie, just give me a second here. Aha, great, we're in business. So we're Squared Up, and we make HTML5 dashboards and web console for System Center Operations Manager. So pretty self-explanatory, both dashboards, but also a full-on HTML5 console for your SCOM operators. And the idea of it is to extend the power of Operations Manager to your entire team. So the story with SCOM, incredibly powerful, incredibly widely deployed, extensible, and so on. And what is the story of people's usage of SCOM? If you're the SCOM admin, what do your colleagues think of SCOM? Typically, they think it's just a spam engine. And we want to show them the kind of power of SCOM as a data collection and monitoring platform through giving it a new UI and user experience for your operators. There we go. So a couple of nice quotes that we like to open with. First one is from an MVP, Daniele Grandini, in Italy, who's been a kind of long-term champion of Squared Up. The bit I'd like to kind of pick out here is that it's a must-have for every operations manager deployment. Now, obviously, we would say that and put a quote up like that. The important part is that is what we're trying to achieve. So we do see it as a must-have, and we want to make it affordable and approachable for every SCOM deployment worldwide. So that informs the way that we have our commercial strategy of pricing and also our kind of technical strategy of ease of use, making everything as slick and simple as possible to get the results that you want. Name down the bottom, you probably don't know. He's Nagendra Vadula. He's effectively the head of SCOM at Microsoft and is, in fact, the head of monitoring of OMS. That all sits under him. And as you can see, a kind of like ringing endorsement right from the kind of heart of the System Center product team at Microsoft. Clients. We've got loads of clients worldwide, huge enterprises. We know that kind of a few of you are coming to Squared Up for the first time, so really well established in terms of our client bases. Like everybody, we put our big names up on a slide deck, but behind those, many, many, many much sort of smaller organizations as well who you won't have heard of, and a customer kind of joining me on stage later. So Squared Up is a full HTML5 web console for SCOM. We have a Visio plugin that allows you to take your existing Visio diagrams and make those live instantly to tie the work that you've done in terms of architecting your infrastructure and your applications within Visio, tie that to the monitoring data that you already have in SCOM, but do it with the user experience that you want in 2015. We make it really easy for you to publish unlimited read-only dashboards, so enterprise-wide sharing of your dashboards. And when I say easy, it's easy both technically and from a commercial point of view. There's no kind of charging model associated with that. And I'm going to be able to show you how we kind of open up your data warehouse, all that rich data, to interactive performance reporting and the ability to just one-click and export that data to Excel. So really simple, kind of high-level, how does Squared Up work? You've already got your IT estate, and that is typically already being monitored by SCOM. Into that environment, you can just drop Squared Up in. You can install it on the SCOM same IIS server as the SCOM web console if you want. Literally, drop it in, and you should be up and running in 10 minutes. So you're going to configure access to your Ops Manager DB, configure read access to your data warehouse, which is where we pull all performance information from, and it is genuinely designed to be a 10-minute installation. And that's it. Bang. HTML5, full web console access to all of that great SCOM data that you can push out to all of your users. Desktops, mobile devices, tablets. It's HTML5 and it's responsive design, so all of that is enabled by default right out of the box. And it's fast, super, super fast, so it is practical to use it on your mobile. And I can see another customer at the back of the room who was just kind of talking me through that earlier today. So no new databases. Everything that you're going to see is just a standard SCOM 2012 R2 lab environment. No new databases. SquaredUp doesn't change or manipulate the data. We don't introduce new ways of you structuring your data. And you still do need to do that work in SCOM if it's modeling your distributed application, setting up your SLOs, your synthetic transactions. SquaredUp doesn't do that for you. But what it allows you to do is to take that work, to take that depth of information, and start to have it consumed by the people who need it, the bosses who want the high-level dashboards, the operators who don't understand the SCOM console and have given up on it. No changes to SCOM, so you don't need to introduce any changes. SquaredUp is fully integrated with all the authentication methods you'd expect, and with SCOM role-based access control. So no additional layer of kind of user management and permissions. We sit on top of SCOM role-based access control. We talk to the same SDK that the SCOM web console does. So no changes to SCOM, no new infrastructure at all. If you're thinking of kind of trialing, you can run this, as I say, on the same IIS server that you've got the SCOM web console on. And 10 minutes, and we kind of really urge you to try that. And our message in terms of SCOM and monitoring is that you've actually already got the tools that you need. You as a business have invested heavily in these tools, these Microsoft tools. The money, the time, and the expertise within your organization exists within this totally commonplace Microsoft tool set. You don't need to go and buy big, expensive new monitoring tools to deliver the experience to your users that you want. You just need to drop SquaredUp in, and we will knit those all together with to create, I think, what we think with the depth of the SCOM platform and the user experience of SquaredUp is a kind of first-class monitoring experience for 2015. This is really important. Like those of you who kind of don't know us, we're very different from your typical enterprise vendor, and deliberately so. We don't have any mysteries about our price list. We put it up online. We're much more kind of informed by the modern web startup world. We know that you guys are engineers. You don't really want to talk to sales guys. You don't want to have like the mysteries of the price list to work out, or work out whether there's going to be an end of quarter discount. SquaredUp, the price is there, it's online, you don't need to talk to sales guys. I'm actually the only salesperson in the whole company. We're a technical engineering focused company. $5,000 lets you get started with the Enterprise Starter Pack, 10 named users, and unlimited read-only dashboards to push out enterprise-wide. And as I say, that's all kind of up and available online. And overall, SquaredUp allows you to go from this to this. Take the SCOM console, tear it away, and put on fast, modern, attractive UI. See it live now, so I'm going to switch over to a demo and show you the kind of dashboard creation process in detail. But we run an open demo lab online, accessible at all times, any device, demo.squaredup.com, so you can check it while I'm showing off if you like. You can show it to your bosses. That is open all the time. And we sometimes get people applying to our demo lab and sending us email addresses that don't work because they're worried about getting spammed. We don't spam you. It's just open. You can hit that any time. All right, so demo, the part where things may possibly go wrong, depending on whether the whiskey's kind of entirely left my system from last night. But here's what we're going to look at for this demo. I'm going to show you building a custom dashboard and how easy it is and how the experience of using SquaredUp is a kind of absolute world away from the SCOM console. We have kind of customers trialing and responding to us saying, I've built dashboards in 20 minutes. My colleague has been working for this, you know, in the SCOM console for 2 weeks. I'm going to show you, for the first dashboard, I'm going to build the Visio plugin in action, so tying your existing Visio diagrams to your SCOM data and making that live. I'm going to show you the different types of visualizations that you can pull into your dashboards. I'm going to give you an idea of how you'd publish those out to SharePoint or any other web portal. I'm going to show you that that's kind of completely tied into all of your underlying SCOM data, so a full navigable SCOM console. That includes alerts and SCOM actions. I'm going to touch upon performance reporting from the data warehouse, and I'm going to show you export to Excel. So that's quite a lot for me to cover. So this is going to be hopefully a like nice, slick, smooth, like whistle-stop tour of the demo, and then we'll come back to the resources slide. All right. Cool. All right. So so here's squared up. And that's actually pretty inconvenient. I'm just going to change my display settings here. Just bear with me one moment. Okay, cool. So this is squared up. But what I actually want to start with is this Visio diagram. So first thing to emphasize is this is just a completely normal Visio diagram, similar to you've probably got hundreds of within your organization, and a totally kind of normal copy of Visio. So there's no plugins into Visio itself, and everything is done within Squared Up. So this is a kind of simple, unvarnished Visio diagram. We're using the kind of nice stencils that Microsoft releases, I think part of the Office 2013 set, so it looks kind of nice and smart. But essentially, this is the same as all those Visio diagrams that you've already got and typically just sort of stuck in a drawer and forgot about. So that's our Visio diagram, ready to go. I'm going to go into Squared Up. And this little plus button here is kind of where the magic happens, and it's the magic of the dashboard designer. So let's just give this a title. I'm going to call this CRM-4SCU. And I'm going to start, but I need to get my SCOM object IDs. And we make that really easy for you to do that in Squared Up by using this status section, choose a group of servers. You'll see now I can search through my underlying SCOM environment very quickly, and I can find that group of CRM servers that's modeled in my demo environment here. And there they are, five servers that correspond to those five servers in the Visio diagram. And I've got a nice little export button here for export to Excel. And hopefully you can see that now downloaded. Let's open that up and take a little look. And pretty simple, we're just pulling those SCOM names and the SCOM object IDs, which is the part we need. So really, really simple for you to get that information. Let me just close that off and go back to the Visio diagram. So now, just using a standard Visio process, we have the ability to link data to shapes. So I'm going to select a workbook, browse, and hopefully within my downloads, there's that SCOM scope export that I just downloaded literally just now. So click, finish, and down the bottom, you'll see that we've now pulled that data from that Excel document. That's within this Visio document and ready to go. And binding that data to those Visio shapes is as simple as this. One, two, three, four, and five. Let's just make this a little bit smaller. So that's done. That's literally all that we need to do there. And then the last part is to export it or save it as an SVG. And that's scalable vector graphics. So I'm just going to do a quick F12 there, save as SVG, scalable vector graphics. So Visio style graphics, but for the web, these will scale up to any size with absolutely no image degradation. So really, 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 really smart. Include the Visio data in the files, of course. And you can choose to automatically view the file after saving. So that's now going to preview there. And you can see IE is really heavily zoomed in, so there's that scalability of those SVGs, like no image degradation at all. So that Visio file looks like it's ready for me, saved as an SVG. So I'm going to go back to Squared Up. And I'm just going to change the plugin that I'm using now to the Visio plugin. So here we see all the different visualization plugins that Squared Up has available for us to build our dashboards. I'm going to choose the Visio plugin. Let's have a look. Recent places, whiskey presentation from last night. Let's go up to my main presentation. And there's that CRM app topology SVG file that I've just created. Drag that into Squared Up. And this is the magic. Hopefully. Yep, great. That Visio diagram is now live with our SCOM health state data. Simple as that. What we can also do, your Visio diagrams are probably a lot more densely populated than that simple kind of demo one, so you might want to make these icons a little bit smaller. That's very easily done. You might want to be able to move them around so that they're in the right position to display the way that you want to. So that's pretty cool. That's all entirely live and ready to go. What we've also got, which is really nice for kind of high impact visualizations and for knock screens and things like that, is instead of just putting an icon there, we can do a full on color replace. And we're replacing the colors within that Visio stencil with colors from the health state and SCOM. Now that actually looks a bit of a mess because those stencils are made up of both white and gray, and now we've kind of lost the detail of it. So what we also allow you to do is just replace a single color or to select multiple different ones if you want. So we can replace the white or the gray. I kind of quite like this look, so I'm going to stick with that. Let's just pop this into full screen mode, perhaps a little bit better. So that's our Visio diagram. That's live. So I'm going to call this section topology. I'm now going to add a split section and start to kind of enrich and enhance that dashboard. I can scale that very easily if I want to design the dashboard the way that I want to. Let's leave that there. And I'm just going to quickly kind of build that out with some additional information I might want to see about this application. So this is my CRM servers. I want to show alerts. So I choose the alerts plugin, find my group of CRM servers. I'm able to run filters on those, so I can just show new alerts, alerts from monitors, alerts that are errors. And I can select how many of those I want to see. So let's choose 5, time frame, all. And that's my alerts done. Now let's also pull in some performance information. I'm going to group that, scope my performance section to CRM servers. For performance data, we've got different type of visualizations available there, graphs, spark lines, and bar lines. For the metric I'm interested in, I'm going to choose bar lines because I want free disk space. And you can see how powerful and fast the search performance is. There's free disk space. Choose my top N. Maybe just show the top 5 ascending. There we go, done. So that's free disk. Let's also maybe pull in some SLA information as well. So here are our SLA dials. Choose that same group of CRM servers. Choose our service level objectives coming from SCOM. Different visualizations available to us, either these large tiles or these smaller inline ones. I think I'm going to choose inline, and we can change the time frame for our SLAs as well. SLAs. And if we want, we can just drag and drop sections around. So really, really kind of fast, fluid experience. And a number of other kind of plugins available to us. So alert status information, images. So if you just want to drop any custom image in, you can do. And we can a couple of maps within there. We've got a web content plugin, which I might just sort of quickly show you just because I know a customer's using this to kind of great effect. So let's give you a bit of kind of context for that. This allows you to embed any external web content within your squared up dashboard. So let's just do a nice kind of live example of that. Let's do system center. universe.ch, which hopefully is the website for this event. Done. See you. And there we go. That's now embedded within a squared up dashboard as well. So not only your SCOM data, but you can supplement that if you want with data coming from external web sources. We've also got a SQL plugin. You can do the same from arbitrary SQL databases. But there's my dashboard, just a quick and sort of simple one to give you an idea of that experience. And then I mentioned being able to publish that out to... that's actually annoying me a little bit. I think I want my alerts down there, a little bit tidier. I mentioned being able to publish that out to SharePoint. To do that, you click this link button here. Make it embeddable, typically, if you're putting it in SharePoint, and put it into read-only mode. And read-only in squared up kind of parlance means non-interactive. So we'll see in a moment that this dashboard, as a named user, is fully interactive. But publishing those out to your users, many of those are going to be read-only. They just need that information. So opening up in a new link, you can see we've kind of torn off the squared up menu components and so on, and we've made this read-only. So now, when I click on this, I click to drill down to get more information. I don't have the ability to do that. So those are read-only dashboards, and you can publish as many of those as you like as widely as you like with the Enterprise Starter Pack. So it doesn't matter how big your infrastructure is, how many users you want to make these read-only dashboards available to, or how many of these dashboards you want. And we know many of you are running literally hundreds of applications within your infrastructure. So I'm just going to close that. That's read-only mode. But the cool thing about the squared-up dashboards is it's all tied together to that underlying SCOM information. So we've spent maybe 5 minutes building this dashboard with a lot of talk. Let's now drill down and understand what is going on with that database server. And you see fully tied into all of your SCOM data, and a view that your ordinary engineers and operators can understand. No more waiting around in the SCOM console, and no more totally segregated views. So you're the SCOM admin, you understand your way around that, but for your non-SCOM guys, they don't, and Squared Up is about fixing that. So we drill down to server 2, we see the affected component. We're able to put this into maintenance mode if we want. Our SCOM actions are available to us. We could really quickly list the processes on this server. All performance information is also available through here. We can see the monitors, the critical and the warning monitors, but I can open this out to show all monitors and rules running on this server. Any of this information I can drill down into. And then we show the warning and the critical components. So we can understand we've got a warning on the SQL Server component. We can see the associated alerts. I can drill into those. I can address them. I can acknowledge them. I can reset monitors. And we pull up in Sparklines the relevant performance information. We're doing the same here for the Windows 2008 component. We can see the monitor that's firing and associated alerts. And we also have kind of performance information. So maybe I want to look at that memory usage. One click, and we now come into a performance reporting type view. So opening up all your juicy data warehouse data to ordinary interactive access. So that's pulling back 12 hours worth of data by default. But because you've got that data warehouse available to you, with one click, you can pull a year's worth of data back. You can also run comparisons. So perhaps we might want to look at what was going on the server with a similar workload and run those comparisons. That's now a year's worth of data for those two servers pulled back from a remote location. So this lab is running in a data center in Ireland within a year. We're in full screen mode here, but the squared up page will be generating unique URLs. So you could literally just take that URL, send it to an engineer. He can look at it, query this data for himself. But even better, we've got a one-click export to Excel feature. So we click. That's now pulled down into Excel, simple as that. Open then in Excel. Squared Up draws the graph for us. All of that raw data is now available, so you can really easily forecast on it, run trend analysis just using the inbuilt tools in Excel, which you're familiar with within your organization. That data is all available to you. If you're sharing this with a colleague, right within the document is a link back into Squared Up. He can log in and view this data for himself and say, actually, I'm not interested in memory on these two servers over this time. I'm more interested in CPU. And there's that year's worth of data for those two servers. So really fast, totally interactive, totally intuitive access. The last bit I think I might sort of back up and show you before we kind of move on to the next portion. Let's just close that off. I'm just going to go back a couple of screens here. Is alerts. So we've got our low memory alert, and we'll take a look at that alerts view within Squared Up. Something that we can do that not a lot of people necessarily know about is you can put an HTML wrapper around your SCOM email alerts, so that when your engineers receive them, there's some color coding in them, so it's a lot more easy to pick out the critical alerts, and a link back into Squared Up, so that when your operators do get those alerts, they're not having to deal with them in the SCOM console. So up the top, we see that an operator can close this alert, but they get a warning about, are you sure you want to manually close it? Because of course, actually, they should be addressing the underlying issue, and then the alert will close itself. We can assign it, we can schedule it, resolve it. We also are able to really easily understand what this alert is. We can see the monitor that's raised it, and we can reset that monitor. But again, Squared Up gives us a warning around that. We can see the hosting stack. a Windows, the Windows Server component running on Server 2, and we can put notes in. Yep, I'm still looking at this issue. Add that in there. And that's really easily visible. We allow you to edit company knowledge right within the browser, so no more worrying about having the right dependencies of Word, .NET framework, and so on. And we also take away the headache of your operators having to work out which management pack this should be stored into, which is not knowledge your kind of non-SCOM operators have. Squared Up takes care of that, but you as the SCOM admin can configure that. And lastly, let me just show you how all of this looks on a mobile. Responsive design, right out of the box, by default. So if you are getting email alerts on your mobile device or your tablet, all of that data really elegantly, kind of beautifully presented, nice and clean, all normal SCOM data from your environment. So that's my kind of whistle-stop demo. Let's see where we are here in my slide deck. And what we just kind of urge you to do if you're kind of new to Squared Up, let's just see if that's going to come up, is trial it. That's our model generally. We're very hands-off from a kind of sort of sales point of view. Most of our customers have found Squared Up online, maybe through reading a blog or something like that, downloaded, trialed themselves. We make everything available for you to get the end result that you want. So those resources that are available to you, let's see if this is working. We got our live online demo lab. Nope. That is. Just one moment. All right, live online demo lab, which I mentioned, available at demo.squaredup.com. We've got a free trial, so that's available via our website. We've got a really rich online support and knowledge base, so support.squaredup.com. We've got literally hundreds of articles in there. Anytime we get tickets more than once, we write a knowledge base article about it. We're designed to scale and designed to be able to go into a huge amount of kind of operations managers, customers worldwide. To be able to do that, we have to make the product really simple to use and really easy to get what you want out of it. So really rich knowledge base. And of course, if you are trialing, fully supported at support@squaredup.com. The product comes bundled with most of the visualization plugins, but there are a few additional ones available to you at download.squaredup.com, or more advanced plugins like the SQL plugin and also the KPI plugin. We've got a bunch of tutorial videos, which I've put together, available on our website. And we also work, many of you may know the community blogger and MVP, Tao Yang. So we work with him to put together SCOM solutions for the community. He's been blogging recently, for example, on automating Ops Manager. He has put together some nice little free management packs. So he's working for us, but to improve things for SCOM users worldwide. His blog, taoyang.org, is a fantastic resource. If you're a consultant, you work at a partner organization, you're from the Microsoft field, we're very, very happy to issue people with NFR licenses so you can build your own lab environments. Just drop us a line at hello@squaredup.com if you'd like. So with that, I'm just going to briefly hand over to Nicholas from Swisscard, who's a customer of Squared Up, a happy customer, luckily, and he's going to give you a little talk of what's going on in his sort of SCOM and Squared Up environment. So I'll do the slides for you if you want, Nicholas. And there we go.
So we always search for a nice web tool to create some dashboards. As you may know, the implemented out-of-the-box web console is not that good. So I found Squared Up, really nice tool. And we use it for dashboards on wall screens and implemented in this is a big wall screen dashboard which we have in Operations Center. You can see some alert sections, state sections, and in the bottom right there are some Visio workflow and distributed applications. And in the upper right, I've implemented some Splunk dashboards with the web content plugin. It's really nice. And as you can see, you can implement almost everything web-based. Yeah.
Cool. All right. So I can show some of those slides in a little bit more detail.
Yeah. I have to blur out all the details. But yeah, you see some alerts. Oh,
sorry. States. Let me go back for you there, Nicholas.
Yeah, classified alerts to different teams, forwarded to service manager and things like this. And maybe the next, it's in SharePoint integrated. We use it for our service desk that they can track the state of some applications. And this is the Splunk integrated ones. And this one I've created with the Visio plugin using the video tutorial on the site. And it takes me about 15 minutes to create this. It's based on a custom management pack from me. And yeah, some web services with alerts. Yeah, it's a really nice plugin. You have to try it.
Great. All right. Thank you very much, Nicholas. So yeah, and there's a couple of other sort of Squared Up customers in the room, and I'm sure like they'd be happy to share their experiences with you of kind of what Squared Up is like in the real world, as opposed to a kind of sales guy doing a demo for you. So do kind of like pick out those guys and have a word with them. So that's the kind of like first part of today's presentation. So introduction to Squared Up for those who don't know it. The second part is around something new that we're launching here at SCU for the first time. Which is our community dashboards project. So I talked about kind of the really short time from downloading to getting a trial up and running. We want to make it even shorter period for you to get what you want out of Squared Up. And to do that, we're launching community dashboards. And hopefully the kind of the name here sort of says it all. But the kind of philosophy behind it is as follows: use, share, and improve. So community dashboards are there for you as a user to consume so that you can really quickly deploy dashboards based on templates submitted by experts from the community. We also want you to share the dashboards that you've created. And something I was talking about like a lot kind of yesterday at our whiskey tasting session was that, you know, for customers, you know, this message is sort of directed towards you. You guys have got the big environments, you've got all the management packs, you've got the kind of knowledge. Build your dashboards and then share them with the community, and let's like help improve things for kind of SCOM users worldwide. And on improve, the idea behind community dashboards is that we don't just have kind of one dashboard for one management pack. We can have multiple different dashboards displaying different data in different ways, but also that through the community, we can continuously improve and iterate upon those, and we can help start to bring in experts that aren't SCOM guys, but are maybe SharePoint guys and can show you what data should be in a SharePoint dashboard. So use, share, and improve. So template dashboards for any SCOM management pack. So any sealed management pack, those will have standard IDs that are common to any SCOM environment. And that allows us to create dashboards in one environment, in your environment, that can then be exported and applied really simply and quickly to someone else's environment. So that might be a kind of Microsoft management pack, the Exchange management pack, the SharePoint management pack, and so on. It might be a third-party vendor management pack. I know a lot of you guys will be running the Veeam management pack, OpsLogix, NICE, Comtrade, all of those guys, and community management packs. So there's a lot of management packs put out there by MVPs and bloggers submitted, so build dashboards for those as well. And it's going to be supported by a rich online community dashboard site, which will be available at community.squaredup.com. So we're not launching that yet. You can expect to see that go live in about 3 weeks or so. But I'm going to give you a little kind of preview of that experience. So template dashboards will be submitted and available for consumption via community dashboard site. And as I say, the idea is to reduce the delivery time to dashboards for everyone to almost zero. And the evolution of the community dashboards project will be kind of launching in a V1, which we think is going to be pretty slick and smart, but we'll be moving towards a version 2 of that project pretty soon thereafter, which will be even more kind of exciting. Community contributed It's not a store or a marketplace, so there's no kind of charging model associated with it. These are going to be contributed by people who are SCOM community-minded for people to consume for free. Focus on sealed management packs, and as I said, we're officially launching this in preview here. Like, stay tuned for news from us as we kind of release it in full official in a couple of weeks' time. So I'm going to do another kind of really quick demo for you. And the kind of message around sort of building and sharing your dashboards is this. It's really simple. Design your dashboard, export it, and I'm going to show you the functionality we've newly introduced into Squared Up to make that easy, and then share it. So really, really, really simple. Design, export, and share. And let's switch over to a demo environment. Change my display again. Okay. All right, cool. So back in my Squared Up lab environment, let's put that back into a desktop version. How are we doing for time? Not too bad. All right, so I'm going to give you an example of that kind of designing a dashboard and sharing it and an idea of how long that's going to take. And as I say, like, think about the data and the management packs that are in your environment and how you might be able to do this. So we'll call this a quick SQL dash for SCU. I'm going to start with alerts. I'm just going to kind of whistle through this really, really quickly. So I'm going to scope my alerts to SQL computers. That's done. That's my alerts. I'm going to pull in some status information. So let's have the status of those SQL computers. That's done. So that's my SQL computers. Let's have some more status, and let's also show the status of those. I think I can get them here. The SQL databases. Done. I can show those as a list, but probably that's going to be a little bit better. Let's add in a split section, make that a little bigger, pull in some performance information perhaps, scope that to the CRM, not the CRM servers, my SQL computers, choose my visualization style. Let's start with a bar graph, and we're going to show free disk space here. Let's copy and paste that. There we go. We'll just show the top five of those. Cool. And this was my SQL DBs. Pull in some additional performance information here. Maybe let's have those same SQL computers. I can have Spark lines, and we'll have there we go. Last 24 hours, cool. And let's maybe lastly have some SLA information. So we choose those two SQL computers. Choose my service level objective. Choose this large tile style, great. 24 hours, so those are my SLAs. So an interesting kind of point around those SLAs, if you do build template dashboards with SLAs in them and you export them, that obviously the ID of the SLO that's being called up will be kind of unique to your environment. So when that dashboard is then imported by someone else, they will have to go in and change that SLO, but that's really, really sort of simple and trivial. So there's my like really quick dashboard with a really quick typo in it. Ready to go. You can do that for any sealed management pack running in your environment. You can see there how quick that experience is. And what we're interested in now is this export button, new to Squared Up. Click to export. And we see downloaded here, we've got a zip file. I'm going to open that up. And what we've pulled out automatically is this view file. This is the dashboard XML. We've stripped out any kind of private data to your environment, such as the domain and the username. This is now just the sections of those dashboard, simple, easily readable XML with those common IDs coming up from the SCOM management packs. If you are kind of submitting dashboards, one other thing that we kind of sort of recommend you think about is, you know, in the titles of your dashboards, do you have any kind of private company information? You might want to take that out either when you export the dashboard, or you could always go into this XML and take that out. But other than that, no private data being kind of exported as part of this. What we also have is this manifest file. So we pull out a manifest file, and that contains all of the various dependencies of the dashboard. So it tells us what management packs are being used by this dashboard, the names of those, and so on. And that is basically going to allow us to really easily marry up the management packs that you're running in your environment to the dashboards that we have available on the community dashboard site. So ultimately, you'll get up and running with Squared Up. It will know what management packs that you're running, and it will be able to suggest the top-rated dashboards for those. So this metadata is kind of really important to us, and it also means that when we go to the community dashboard site, when that is live, all of this data will be immediately available. So if you're browsing for dashboards, you see a cool SQL dashboard that you like, or a cool kind of community management pack-based dashboard, you'll be able to see, I need to go get that management pack before this will work. So there's that kind of manifest file. And there's the view file. Lastly, which I kind of seem to be forgetting quite a lot, we want you to take screenshots of this. So take a screenshot. I'm going to use so that when it is up on the community dashboard site, people can easily take a look at your dashboard and see the kind of data that's displayed within it. All right, capture that. And what you may want to do is just blur out if there's any confidential information in there before submitting it. But we do want you to send us these screenshots as well. So let's just say done. And let's save that as a file. I think I just put that in my downloads. This was called my SQL dash. Cool. All right. That should be ready to go. I'm now going to browse to community.squaredup.com. So as I say, this isn't live yet, but we'll be going live in just a few weeks. So we've got a little introductions here. What is community dashboards? How do I get involved? Learn more about Squared Up and so on. And I'm just going to click to upload. And it's asking me to drag and drop the zip file. So let's find that in my downloads. There's that zip file, quick SQL dash for SCU. Drop that into place there. Drag and drop my screenshots into place. It's a good thing I took that. And I can put some notes in. So you can see from that manifest file, we've got the information that we need for the title. I can put a description in here. It's a SQL dashboard. Oh. A SQL dash. Put some notes together. I made this for SCU. And you can select a category if you want. I'm going to call this infrastructure. This is one of the reasons why I haven't launched it yet. You can see a little bug there. Can't see my tick button, but there's a tick button there. Boom, we're done. So that's it. So that's how simple it is to build your dashboards and to import them and share them with everyone. So Squared Up, together with our community moderator, Tao Yang, will be kind of manually moderating this, certainly for the first few months of its launch. So when that is live, that dashboard won't become available immediately. We'll probably make it available in 24 or 48 hours. We just want to moderate those dashboards, make sure they're all good, make sure all the information that we need is there, make sure clients haven't accidentally shared any private data that they don't want to, and so on. So as you can see, your submission will now be reviewed. So that's kind of building, exporting, and sharing kind of community dashboards. I'll go back to my lovely PowerPoint slides. Search, select, import. So those are the three things to think about when kind of wanting to find and consume your community dashboards. It's going to be really easy to search for the dashboards that you want within that site, to select the one that you want, and to import it. And to sort of show you that process in action, really kindly I'm joined by an expert from the Systems Center community, which is Arjen from Innovative, who are kind of leading Dutch systems integrator specializing in Systems Center. So Arjen, please come up. Before I sort of switch over to Arjen, let me just show you these last couple of slides that I've got, which is SCOM needs you. That's our message. This is a community project, and we want you to build template dashboards. So to support that, we will be running prizes for the best dashboard submissions. We've got Lego Death Stars to give away. So we've actually been running this competition in preview and telling people about it here at SCU. So we've got a bunch of Lego Death Stars to give away. Two of them I'm going to give away in this session, and two of them will give away in the session, the closing ceremony. So if you've been impressed with what you've seen, and you like the look of Squared Up, and you're not using it already, like, go in your lunch break, download it, trial it. You can get up and running in half an hour. Like, I absolutely kind of promise you that. Build a dashboard. You've seen how quick and easy it is, even for a like pretty clumsy sales guy. And you can submit those to us. In this instance, just send them to us at community@squaredup.com. We'll also be doing the same thing when we launch the Community Dashboards project in full in about 3 weeks' time. So if you think, I really do like the look of this, but I'd really rather have my lunch than do that. I do want to win a Lego Death Star. We're going to be running prizes when we launch this worldwide as well. So lots of chances for you to win. I'm going to come back and talk about the lucky winners next. But for now, let me hand over to Arjen.
Yeah, so let's switch to my demo environment. What I have here, I've imported the Optosix Oracle Management Pack. I configured it, and the nicest thing about the Optosix Oracle Pack is that you don't have to install an agent. You're just selecting a monitoring node, and I have here my Oracle instances. So now what I want to do is I want to import a community dashboard, and within a couple of minutes or seconds, I will have my Oracle dashboard in Squared Up. So I'm going to the community site. I will search for the OpsLogix one. Well, there is one. I click on download. So this dashboard is already published with some screenshots. So the dashboard you will see here is pre-created based on the input of Oracle administrators. So OpsLogix do have contacted some Oracle administrators, and they have given input on what type of information they want to see on a dashboard. So all the things you see here is based on the input of Oracle administrators. So what I can do, I can download this one. So it's now downloaded. The only thing I now have to do is go to Squared Up, click on Import Dashboard. Here it is, the Oracle one. Clicking on it, and I have my OpsLogix Oracle dashboard in Squared Up with real-life data from my SCOM environment. So with a couple of clicks, you can import existing dashboards, and you're ready to go. So now I can edit and publish this one. Add it to my navigation bar. And I'm done. So within 1 minute, I can use the community to import dashboards, and you're ready to go. So that's
simple as that.
Simple as that.
Yep. And so hopefully that makes for a pretty awesome experience, and it kind of just sort of showcases, hopefully, like, this knowledge is out there. Like, Squared Up, we don't know anything about Oracle, but OpsLogix do. Arjen does. that knowledge can be made available to deliver this kind of user experience within seconds. So we want you to contribute your expertise, to get your colleagues involved. If you're thinking about winning a, like Lego Death Star next month, why don't you sit down with your exchange guy for 20 minutes with Squared Up and ask him what should be in an exchange dashboard? I don't know. I'm a SCOM guy. Like, you show me. We can see how fluid and fast the experience is of building it. Let's do that. And just so that you know that it's not all a ruse, we've had some submissions coming in this week. So I'd like to award 2 Lego Death Stars to hopefully some guys who are going to be pretty keen and happy about this, because they've submitted a bunch of dashboards to us. And they are David Allen, MVP. So one of these, David, is for you, if you want to come grab it afterwards. And the other is Gareth, who works at a partner organisation in Ireland called Ergo, who we work with a lot. I'm a big fan of Squared Up. So submitted some dashboards for Hyper-V, DPM, DHCP, so a bunch of dashboards that Squared Up have got no kind of like knowledge of. We're not running Hyper-V in our labs, so we can't build these for you. Those will be available kind of straight away. So really quickly, we're going to have a very kind of rich repository of resources available to you. So I think that's kind of everything I wanted to kind of cover in the demo. We can wrap for lunch, or I'm happy to sort of take any questions from the audience if anyone like to know anything in more detail. No? Anyone at all? Or all good? All covered? Yeah.
Previously showed some
So the performance reporting that we showed in that sort of interactive mode, that can't be published as a read-only dashboard. But you can build dashboards that just have performance information and take those and publish those out. So, and if you're able to just sort of switch over, I think I probably have an example of that running in my lab here. I really, this is extremely annoying. Don't extend these displays, please duplicate them. And that's a lot easier for me to demo on. Cool, keep that change. So let's find that demo environment. So I guess a good example of what I'm sort of talking about there would be a performance dashboard. So this is showing, you know, key performance metrics. We've actually tied this to the kind of underlying monitors. So actually, this is that low memory alert that we looked at. We've set off a low memory alert that's always going off in our demo environment. So actually, although, you know, server 2 doesn't have the highest memory usage, we can kind of pick out that this is the one that we're sort of concerned about. Let's put that into full screen mode. You can embed that if you want. I showed you embedding it, so I won't do that again. We'll put that in read-only mode, test that. And there we go, there's that dashboard in read-only mode. So no interactivity for that now, but that will all be live kind of performance data coming from SCOM. Your dashboards are set to refresh 60 seconds by default. You can configure that if you want to be longer or shorter. You'll see here where I've not kind of torn off those Squared Up elements that actually I can browse around a bunch of dashboards all in read-only mode. So you can kind of put multiple dashboards out to your users very, very easily if you want. So a whole selection of Squared Up dashboards showing all different kinds of data. These are all in read-only mode. I can't interact with them at all. And you can also kind of configure within the menu system publishing specific dashboards to specific AD groups of users to make it nice and easy to make sure that the right dashboards are seen by the right people. And as I say, all of those dashboards are going to be scoped by SCOM role-based access control. So your users can only see the SCOM data that you've allowed them to. So that's read-only mode. No ability to drill down and see that last bind time. Go back to that performance dashboard in interactive mode. And any of this performance data I can drill down into. Here, this is the performance reporting component. So this is interactive. You can't publish that out as a dashboard, but you can easily export that data and send it to someone in Excel. All right. Any other questions I can help with? The final point for everyone who's new to us. Let's just close this down. Is this so squaredup.com? as I mentioned, you find everything that you need on our website, and it's deliberately designed that way. So access the online demo. That is actually open access if you don't want to share your email details with us. Download a free trial. That's available. And pricing is also available on the website. Kind of clear, straightforward. And that's our ethos. No barriers, no secrets, no BS. And that pricing is all available to you kind of right there. And customers typically sort of interested in this enterprise starter pack starts with 10 named users, 10 users that have that full-on operator-level access to Squared Up with all the interactivity, but that unlimited read-only dashboards, publish as many of them as you want, as widely as you want. A couple of points here that while I'm on the kind of subject, fully supported for load balance deployment, so deploy Squared Up in HA for resilience. We'll give you a single-user test and dev license free of charge. And we also support what we call an anonymous access instance of Squared Up. So those read-only dashboards that we talked about, if you are going to publish them very widely in your organization, you may not want to set up SCOM users and SCOM permissions for everyone. So we make it easy for you to set up a separate instance to which you configure a single anonymous connection to SCOM, and you can use that to publish your read-only dashboards, which means no kind of worrying about all of those user permissions, and also only a single connection back to SCOM. So if you do have 1,000 users kind of hitting SharePoint and hitting a Squared Up dashboard that's embedded within it because something's gone down, you're not having 1,000 new connections back to SCOM. You've just got that one anonymous connection. I think that's probably kind of good note for me to end on. Any other questions that I can take before we wrap? If not, like many thanks to Nicholas for coming up on stage and sharing that. Many thanks to Arjen for building that awesome dashboard and showing you kind of how easy that is. I'll be around for the rest of the event as well, so if any of you want to sort of speak to me kind of privately, speak to any of our developers who are here who can tell you how the magic works behind the scenes, we'll be happy to do that. But otherwise, enjoy your lunch, people. Thank you very much.